Blog Talk Radio.
Halloween, everyone, and welcome to weekly episode number 33 of Rock This Town Radio with TC. I am your host, TC Clark, and along with my production assistant, Cuddles the Cat, we are coming to you from our Bloomfield studio in the 412. That's Pittsburgh, PA. It's stop and go night on this special Saturday edition of our big radio show. We'll hear 8 songs with stop in the titles and 8 songs with go in the titles. And since it's 4 more songs than I normally play, they will be sets of 4. And we welcome back Carl from his Red State vacation. We'll be hearing from him a little later. We have lots to get to, so we'll start our stop songs with Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Thank you.
intimidate her. Can't stop the gods from engineering. Feel no need for any interfering. Your image in the dictionary. This life is more than ordinary. Can I get you maybe even three of these? Coming from a space to teach you what the Pleiades. Can't stop the spirits when they need you. This life is more than just a read through.
Glowing symbols on her fingers entering through the door. Ruby glistening from her navel, shimmering around her floor. Bells of beat go ting-a-ling-a-linging, going through my head. Sweat is falling just like a teardrop's running from her head. Now she's dancing, going through the movement, swaying to and fro. Body moving, bringing back a memory, thoughts of long ago. Blood is rushing, temperature is rising, sweating from my brow. Like a snake, her body fascinates me, I can't look away now. Stop, stop, stop all the dancing, give me time to breathe. Stop, stop, stop all the dancing, or I have to leave. She's moving all around the tables, luring all inside. But I know that she cannot see me, hidden by the light. Closer, closer, she's getting nearer, soon she'll be in reach. As I enter into a spotlight, she stands lost for speech. Stop, stop, stop all the dancing, give me time to breathe. Stop, stop, stop all the dancing, or I'll have to leave. Over tables, spilling all the drinks. Can't they understand that I want her? Happens every week. Heavy hand upon my collar, throws me in the street. Stop, stop, stop all the dancing, give me time to breathe. Stop, stop, stop all the dancing, or I'll have to leave.
Stop set ends with Crowded House and Don't Stop Now off their fifth studio album, Time on Earth, which was released in 2007. It was their first studio album since 1993 and marked the reunion of the Australian band after they broke up 11 years earlier. Before Crowded House was the Smiths with Stop Me If You Think You've Heard This One Before, the winner of tonight's longest song title award. It's off the English post-punk rock band's 1987 album, Strange Ways, Here We Come. The band broke up almost immediately after the album release due to internal strife over royalties, which led to very public lawsuits. You may recognize the lead singer, Morrissey. Our second song of the set was Stop, Stop, Stop by the Hollies, who formed in 1962 and continued to have hits into the mid-70s. Graham Nash was one of the founding members, but left the group 2 years after this song was released to join David Crosby and Stephen Stills to form Crosby, Stills, and Nash. And our set started with Red Hot Chili Peppers and Can't Stop from their 2002 album, By the Way. If you're a fan of the band like I am and or really love this song, go on YouTube and find quality copies of it live. Often they'll start their shows with Can't Stop. That is preceded by a 6 or 7 minute jam. Definitely worth looking up. Let's head to our second and final set of Stop songs. And let's go with a classic song by the Supremes.
Nosotros tenemos más influencia con sus hijos que tú tienes, pero los queremos. Creado y regalo de Los Ángeles, Juana's Adicción.
Here we go! sleep on this tonight. Stop this train, I wanna get off and go home again. I can't take the speed it's moving in. I know I can't, but honestly, won't someone stop this train? One generation's left away from fighting life out on my own. Stop this train, I wanna get off and go home again. I can't take the speed it's moving in.
John Mayer fans listening, that was Stop This Train from his 2006 album, Continuum. The song is about coming to terms with aging and the unstoppable march of time and of morality. I thought it was a little funny that he was going through an age crisis when he was 27, lamenting that he was only 25 just 2 years before. Spoiler alert, John, in 40 years, you won't remember 25. Our third song in this set was the duet of Stevie Nicks and Tom Petty, Stop Dragging My Heart Around. The song appeared on Stevie Nicks' 1981 album, Belladonna. The two were known as the best of friends and collaborated on many tracks for each other's projects. One of my favorites is the Apartment Song, which was a 1984 demo recording that made its way onto the posthumous Tom Petty album, An American Treasure. Before that, great duet was Stop by Jane's Addiction from their 1990 studio album, Ritual de lo Habitual. It was their second but final release before their initial breakup in 1991. The album also included their big hit, Been Caught Stealing. The band has recently canceled some opening gigs with Smashing Pumpkins because of an undisclosed injury to frontman Perry Farrell. After starting their tour at Madison Square Garden, they had to back out of shows in Philly, here in Pittsburgh, and three shows in Canada. I just saw on Facebook that one of my friends is at the Cleveland concert tonight, and Jane's Addiction is back on the tour. Good to hear that Perry is okay. Our first song in the second set of Stop songs was Stop in the Name of Love, a huge hit for the Supremes and Motown in 1965. The original members, including Diana Ross, Mary Wilson, Florence Ballard, and Betty McGlone, met while teenagers living in a Detroit housing project. They sang together in a high school talent show and were soon discovered by Motown's Berry Gordy, enjoying worldwide success. In 1967, Gordy changed the group's name to Diana Ross and the Supremes, which caused friction in the group to the point where personnel changes were made. Diana Ross embarked on a solo career in 1970. And that does it for our Stop songs. Before we move on to the Go songs, here's a little Halloween movie promo for you.
Somewhere between science and superstition, there is another world. Help! The world of darkness.
Megan, stop!
Look, your daughter doesn't say she's a demon. She says she's the devil himself.
I'm telling you that that thing upstairs isn't my daughter. Now, I want you to tell me that you know for a fact that there's nothing wrong with my daughter except in her mind. Don't tell me you know for a fact that an exorcism wouldn't do any good. You tell me that!
Nobody expected it. Nobody believed it. And nothing could stop it. The one hope. The only hope. The Exorcist. Rated R.
Mother, what's wrong with me?
The movie you've been waiting for. Without the wait.
Your mother does what in hell? Excellent film, but I'm okay with never seeing it again. It's time now to go to our Go songs here on Rock This Town Radio at TC. Our first is a little nod to our frequent listener, Beth. Here are the Cars.
Excuse me.
That was Manfred Mann with their 1965 hit, If You Gotta Go, Go Now. The song was a cover written and recorded by Bob Dylan in 1964, but his version failed to chart. One of Manfred Mann's other big hits a year later was another Dylan song, Mighty Quinn. Titled Quinn the Eskimo in the original version, Dylan failed to have any success with that one either, despite recording two acoustic and one full band version. Manfred Mann also had a huge success with another cover song, a 1963 song by the Exciters, Doo Wah Diddy. You all know that one. Before Manfred Mann was Weezer with Go Away, a song out their 2014 LP, Everything Will Be All Right in the End. The album was their ninth studio recording, and the song Go Away was the first promotional single offering from the LP. Rick Ocasek of the Cars fame produced the album. We heard the Raspberries with Go All the Way. A two release written by bandleader Eric Carmen, who found earlier fame with the Animals. Appearing on their debut self-titled album, the song was banned by the BBC for its suggestive lyrics, considered risque back in those days. Go All the Way has appeared on several top 100 all-time lists, including by Spin and Blender magazines. And speaking of Rick Ocasek and the Cars, we started our Go set with Let's Go, the lead track off their huge success second studio album, Candy-O, released in 1979. The lead vocals were recorded by bassist Benjamin Orr, who provided the lead vocals for many of the Cars songs. The inspiration was derived from a 1962 song, Let's Go Pony, by the Routers. The music video for Let's Go was the 100th video played on the first day of MTV on August 1st, 1981. Okay, we have one more set of Go songs on Rock This Town Radio with TC. And the first one is from a Canadian rocker whose work I've always loved, but he never found great success in the U.S., except around border cities like Buffalo and Detroit. This is Kim Mitchell.
Thank you. couple times. It don't make me sit all alone and cry while it's over. No, but I can't let go. I'm like a fish out of water, a cat in a tree. You don't even wanna talk to me while it's over. I know it, but I can't let go. He won't take me back when I come around. Says he's sorry, then he puts me out. I got a big chain around my neck and I'm broken down like a train wreck. Well, it's over. I know it, but I can't let go. See, I got a candle that burns so bright in my winter. Every night, well, it's over. I know it, but I can't let go. You don't like to see me standing around. Feel like I've been shot and fall down. Well, it's over. I know it, but I can't let go. He won't take me back when I come around. Says he's sorry, then he pulls me out. I got a big chain around my neck and I'm broken down like a train wreck. Well, it's over.
That ivory tower's looking tattered and tired round the eye. Ain't getting much sleep at night. My daddy told me politicians never learn the golden rule. Do unto others as you'd have them do to you. But you go round and around it, you go running car and tuck my kids in at night. The American dream in real life. Yeah. My mom's an angel, cigarette smoke like a halo round her hair. Sun is shining right behind her standing there.
Around and around. If I'm being honest, man, that hurt. So I go round and round it, I go over and under, he goes through.
Okay, and we end our Go songs with I Go Through by OAR from their 2016 album, Double X. OAR is one of my favorite live bands, and I have a lot of videos that I've shot of them on my YouTube channel. More on that later. The concert and rockumentary streaming channel, Quello, followed the band and documented the process of writing, recording, and releasing I Go Through for their evolution of a song docuseries. Before OAR was Lucinda Williams and Can't Let Go from her 1998 album, Car Wheels on a Gravel Road. Lucinda Williams has been flying under the radar since her first album release in 1979. Mostly considered a country singer, Williams is known for working slowly as a recording artist, having gaps as many as 12 years between releases. Her 1998 breakthrough album that spawned Can't Let Go as a hit single also transcended her career from country into rock, blues, and Americana genres. In 2002, Time magazine named her America's Best Songwriter. Our second song in the final set was Big Bad Voodoo's Daddy's Go Daddy O, released on their 1995 Christmas album. This Southern California swing revival band hit the scene in 1989 and remarkably still has all of its original members today. Big Bad Voodoo Daddy is considered one of the premier bands for the modern swing revival genre that gained popularity throughout the 1990s. Their biggest break was being featured in the 1996 Jon Favreau movie Swingers. Big Bad Voodoo Daddy is another of my favorite live bands, and I have lots of videos from their Christmas tour stop in Akron, Ohio, last year. Our set started with Go for Soda by Canadian rocker Kim Mitchell. The song was a huge seller in Canada when it was released in 1984, but only made it to 1986 on the U.S. Billboard charts. Like I said in the intro, Kim Mitchell is very popular along the northern states border in Canada, but never found mainstream success across the U.S. Mitchell has won several Juno Awards, Canada's equivalent to the Grammys, and was enshrined in the Canadian Songwriters Hall of Fame in 2020. And that'll do it for our Stop and Go set list on Rock This Town Radio at TC. And Carl, what'd you think of all that?
I thought it was really good. You know, stuff I know, stuff I don't know, stuff I'm learning. You know, for example, Lucinda Williams, I'm not that familiar with.
Oh, really?
Of course,
huh.
Not really, no. Remember,
well,
I have this sort of like, I have this sort of like blind spot in the 90s.
Yeah, well, I'm familiar with her work because of listening to Tom Petty Radio on Sirius XM. They play, you know, they play, that's where I first really knew her. But that song was actually a hit back in 1998, 1999. I didn't know it.
And I wasn't listening to the radio then. So
yeah, so
all that stuff passed me by.
But boy, she's, what a voice.
Oh, she's good. She's real good.
Yeah.
No question.
Anything else
but
jump
course,
out
all,
at you?
Always good to hear about the Supreme, hear the Supremes and the Cars. You know, there were songs I really knew. So it was a really good set.
Hollies, Raspberries.
Absolutely.
Yep, a lot of those good ones. Any surprises? Anybody that you didn't really, other than Lucinda Williams?
No, that was the one really that surprised me more than anything else.
Good. Good. And I, you know, I've always been a John Mayer fan, too, and I really like that song. It's so funny, though, because I read an interview about, you know, like Behind the Music interview and how he wrote it when he was 27, you know, and he's lamenting that he's getting older. Fuck you, you know?
Yeah, seriously.
You're 20 fucking seven and you're lamenting because you're not 25 anymore. Really?
Really? Wait until you get our fucking age.
Exactly. But, you know, I want to take a minute right now and recognize one of the greatest rockers of all time who we lost yesterday, Jerry Lee Lewis, the rock and roll pioneer who had been described as untamable with outrageous talent, energy, and ego. He passed away at the age of 87 yesterday. He was the last survivor of a generation of groundbreaking rock and rollers that included Elvis Presley, Chuck Berry, and Little Richard. Of all the rock rebels who emerged from those early days of the new genre, none caused more controversy and upheaval as a Louisiana-born piano player who called himself the Killer. Jerry Lee Lewis, born September 29th, 1935, died October 28th, 2022. And now, Carl, we talked a little bit earlier. Did the Killer have any influence on you?
Okay. As far as my playing, no. You know, I'm a classical player, and we've talked about this, that we look at notes and that sort of thing. However, you know, we did a show a couple weeks ago, right, where I was doing Boogie Woogie. And remember that I had all those 78s and was listening. And then of course, you'd hear all these songs on the oldie stations, even back in the late 60s, early 70s. So I knew who he was. I could tell exactly where he was. He was a boogie woogie player.
Oh, big time.
He was. Big time.
Big time.
And so, you know, what it does, it codifies the you know, the bridge between boogie woogie jazz and rock and roll, because people like him and like Little Richard used the piano and the boogie woogie style to get into rock and roll. So
right.
So you know, between him and Little Richard, you know, and even guitarists and things like that, that's all a bridge, and that makes him very, very important. The interesting thing about Jerry Lee Lewis, I do want to point out, is, yeah, he's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and yes, he had controversy, and that really changed his career. But he was a hell of a country person, too.
Yeah.
And he's in the Country Hall of Fame. And if you look at his recordings past, like 1968, it's all country and country rock, and he was really, really good at that, too.
One thing I was thinking about last night, you know, you hear all these guitar players today or whatever, even in the 70s, 80s, who their influences were, you know, and you go back to Carl Perkins and all the great 50s guitar players, but you never hear anybody that plays piano or, you know, rock piano, you know, they ask, who's your influence? And if you think of Jerry Lee Lewis's style, where did you hear that in the 70s or the 80s or the 90s? You didn't. But the only one I can really
think
of.
Yes, you did. You had to listen. And you had to listen to a lot of studio musicians. One of the people that did that was Van Dyke Parks.
Okay.
He did all this work with Ry Cooder and things like that. It was there. It was definitely.
It just wasn't
prominent. Not in the forefront, though.
No. And if you think about some songs like Mata Hoople, All the Way from Memphis. You know, with that piano in there, you can hear some Jerry Lee Lewis in there. But there's rarely songs that you can really pick up.
I tell you, another one you hear is if you get a Southern rock band like Little Feat.
Yeah.
And
oh, yeah.
What was his first name? Last name was Payne. But the piano player there was definitely influenced.
Yeah.
No question.
So, okay. You're going to come back after we do our birthdays, and we'll talk a little bit about your vacation and what's coming up. So
okay, fair enough, man.
All right.
I'll talk to you in a little bit.
Okay, buddy.
Okay, bye.
All right, we're going to move on to our birthday list this week. Original Fleetwood Mac guitarist Peter Green was born on this day in 1946. He died in 2020. Grace Slick is 83 today. On Sunday, Timothy B. Schmidt will be 75. On Monday, Larry Mullen of U2 will be 61. A happy 65th birthday to Lyle Lovett on Tuesday. And on the same day, a happy 60th birthday to Red Hot Chili Peppers frontman Anthony Kiedis. On Wednesday, Keith Emerson has a happy heavenly birthday, born in 1944. He shot and killed himself in 2016. J.D. Souther will be 77 on Wednesday. Soul and blues pioneer Mabel John was born on November 3rd, 1930. She died this past August. On Friday, Sean Combs, or whatever he's called himself this month, is 53. Next Saturday has several birthdays. Roy Rogers was born on November 5th, 1911, and he died in 1998. Ike Turner was born in 1931, died in 2007. Saturday is Art Garfunkel's 81st birthday. And also on that day, Bryan Adams will be 63. Okay, time for our birthday song, starting with Peter Noon.
I hope so.
That was Bush and Come Down from their 1994 album, 16 Stone. Frontman Gavin Rossdale will be 55 on Sunday. Delbert McClinton will be 82 on Friday. We heard Every Time I Roll the Dice from his 1992 album, Never Been Rocked Enough. And we started with Herman's Hermits and their big 1964 hit, I'm Into Something Good, a song co-written with Gary Goffin's lyrics and music by Carole King. Herman's Hermits lead vocalist Peter Noon will be 75 next Saturday. We'll be back slot a week from tomorrow. That's Sunday, November 6th at 8 p.m. Eastern. And Carl and I are going to have a friendly little competition as we do a show of stacks versus chess. Carl will be bringing his A game of stacks records artists, and I'll be countering with some of the greatest who recorded for chess records. And I'm really looking forward to this one, buddy.
Oh, you betcha. You betcha. So I had a nice little vacation. I was down in Memphis and visiting Rachel and her family, and also got a chance to go to Knoxville to see Steven, my former partner. But while I was in Memphis, I did have a chance to tour the Stax Museum. And let me tell you something. I got a lot of info for you for next week.
I bet.
And I also want to mention also that one of our birthdays that you mentioned, Mabel John.
Yes.
She was a Stax recording artist, and we'll definitely be featuring a song by her for sure.
Okay.
Another thing about Mabel John, if you ever get a chance, John Sayles did a movie called Honey Dripper about 10 years ago, I think. Maybe a little more than that. And she is featured in that film. She's just amazing. Seriously. Really fine vocalist. But of course, what you're going to hear from me, at least, you know, let's not forget there's Otis Redding, there's Booker T and the MGs, there's the Marques, there's Sam and Dave, you know, Isaac Hayes on his own recorded for Stax. So, yeah, and we're going to be focusing specifically on Stax and Chess. They both had sublabels. For example, Volt for Stax, and also Checker for Chess. But we're going to be focusing on the main labels. So that's going to be a lot of fun. And be ready for a fucking football game, man. The Steelers are back.
Oh, boy. Well, then if I'm the Bills, I think we know who's going to win this one.
But this is music.
All right. Well, we'll keep the football out of it. But Stax versus Chess. And it's kind of, like I said, it was a friendly competition for Carl and I, but it wasn't too friendly between Stax and Chess back in the day, was it, Carl?
No.
They were head-to-head. You know, and we talked about this before, I don't know if on the show, but just, you know, you and I on the side, about Stax just tried to could, you know, throwing everything he could at Chess and the rest of the recording industry.
You know, basically
too.
Chess and at the time we're talking about in the 60s, Chess and Stax were basically vying for number two spot, which was, you know, behind Motown.
Yeah. Yep.
And man, it was something. There's no question about it.
How did the museum touch on anything about the rivalries or?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
I've got a book coming. Rachel is sending it. I should have it for next week, which is called The Stax Encyclopedia. It has 3 pages, and I mean, you know, really small print on Chess records and the rivalry. So,
good. Well, we're going to bring this rivalry into 2022, and I know you've been a busy guy since returning from your Memphis vacation, and I know you have some good stuff coming up for us on the Deviant Legion Network, don't you?
Want to go a little before just to let everyone know, since I got back on Monday, So Tuesday we had a show with Paul Carupe. This is the 25th, last Tuesday, on weird horror movies from Canada. That's available to listen to. We did a commentary watch on Dracula, Pages from a Virgin's Diary, which is a very odd little film, silent, and a ballet on Dracula. And we did that on Wednesday. On Thursday, we had part three of our Doctor Who series, which is Monsters and Aliens. And next week, we'll be doing part four, Monsters and Aliens, part two from Doctor Who. And so that's going to be next Thursday. Then yesterday, Adam did a show on John Carpenter. We had Troy Howarth on. I was on that show too, along with Aaron White. Troy Howarth wrote one of the definitive books that was just released a couple years ago on John Carpenter. And of course, we've got today. And then tomorrow, Sunday, we continue our weird horror movies, this time from the Philippines, with guest Noel Vera, who is the film reviewer and historian from the Philippines and is published down there. Then on Halloween night, we're doing a commentary watch of 13 Ghosts, the remake. That's the 2001 with Tony Shalhoub. And that's going to be Vicky, myself, and Rachel. So we're going to be doing that. As I said, Thursday, which is the 2nd, we'll be doing the fourth part of our Doctor Who series. And we've got more coming, but nothing set. We've got a couple of things that are brewing that I should get together here soon. But we're back with a vengeance right now for my vacation. So we're very happy about that. So I'm going to kick it back to you, Mr. TC. So go right ahead and let's finish up here. TC?